Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. We're live in Sturgis. This is the big motorcycle rally, and we are live in Sturgis in podcast 399. And I am right down here, over here to the left. To the right is the Bad Girls of Sturgis. Apparel, bling, attitude. We got tons is an understatement. Motorcycles. We're right here by the, I don't know, what is this thing? This is like a bar parking lot thing.
We're on Main Street now.
Main and 3rd in downtown Sturgis. And we're going to be talking about this whole thing, talking to some people that are here and just experiencing it. And I'll do the best I can with the wind to put you inside Sturgis on the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 399, the new talk.
It's mess. I don't know how you're going to get over there.
Just wait my turn. So when that light backs up again, that's going to be when I'm going to go. Well, events like Sturgis WeFest, the State Fair in Minnesota, let us know that the close of summer is coming fast, and we're about to enter the mini ice age that is definitely coming. As they say on the TV show Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And Greg Ryan of Ryan Plumbing and Heating salutes the riders at Sturgis this year out here. Greg has been out here 3 times, and he's been riding Harley since the late 70s. So, yeah, winter is coming. What they don't say on the show is this is the time to have Ryan check your heating systems and get ready, and here's why. Today, it's all about integrating smart tech with your heating systems to make them more efficient, just like I see with a lot of aftermarket stuff for motorcycles. If you haven't had your heating system upgraded in the last 5 years, Ryan can upgrade you and save you a lot of money during the mini ice age we call winter in the upper Midwest, right? And if you upgrade, you might save enough to upgrade your bike next year. Call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs, too, wherever you are, whether it is Mendota, whether it is St. Louis Park, whether it is Plymouth, whether it is, you know, Anoka. For 4 generations, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. And I'll talk in future podcasts about Ryan's business stuff. Remember, Ryan Plumbing and Heating, for the heating upgrade that will save you some money because it'll make your heating system more efficient this winter. On University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol, where they've always been. In St. Paul, you call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, remember, 612-927-6488. Or you can click on the Ryan banner at the top of the Bob Davis Podcast. Metro-wide from St. Paul for over 60 years. Ryan Plumbing and Heating. And thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. You would love it out here. Second day of Sturgis for the Mobile Podcast Command Unit 8. We had a great sleep, and we rolled into Sturgis. And as you're going to hear, the biggest problem with the ambulance is navigating and negotiating all of the motorcycles. And there are a lot of them.
Wow. We're going to be right back into it in just a second.
This is insane. I've never seen so many motorcycles in my life. They're like bees, and if you turn and you'll kill them. Yeah. I mean, in this thing, if I change lanes, they're gone.
I can't even think of it.
Thank God you're with me, because if I was alone, this would be rough.
You'd be stressed out.
I think we were both surprised at how orderly this crowd is. Based on what we've heard before coming, we expected things to be a lot more rowdy, but in fact, I met some really cool people here. So I'm developing this theory about tribes, and I know that there have been there's been other things, other people have written about tribes and done things about tribes in this country, groups of people who convene with others of like mind to do something together. In this case, it's motorcycling and motorcycling enthusiasm. This is, after all, the 75th anniversary of the first motorcycle rally and race at Sturgis, South Dakota. By the way, I got it confused with Harley-Davidson, which is over 100 years old. This is the 75th anniversary of the motorcycle rally at Sturgis, not the 75th anniversary of Harley-Davidson, and I apologize for that. Something like this is, or it becomes a passion for the people that are involved, and it gives meaning, I think, to their lives and even can drive them to greater things than they thought. And it's not just limited to motorcycles. You know, I'm starting to try to look for these kinds of events and find them. The air show is a great example. This is a great example. And people have said, well, if you don't ride a motorcycle, then how can you go there? I'm going because what I do is podcast, and what I do is look for things like this to talk about. And I think this is an amazing, amazing, amazing event. And things being what they are in this country, these get-togethers, places where birds of a feather flock together, can really become big events. And then you get the corporations that come in to sell or to serve the event and the people and the tribe, and there's a positive element to that kind of growth for an event because it becomes a giant event where people can convene, buy aftermarket parts for their motorcycles, which is what I was doing at the Ciro tent, or look at a new motorcycle from Indian or Victory or Harley or whatever. And then, of course, there are the negatives, which is a million people in a town of 6,600 drives prices up, and some don't like it.
Riding or just visiting?
Standing here right now.
But I mean, did you ride a motorcycle?
Sure.
How many times have you come to Sturgis?
Yeah, I've been coming since 91.
Oh, okay.
This is my last year, though.
You're not coming anymore?
No. Too expensive.
Is it now reached the point where it's not what it used to be?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. You got it. How long have you been coming?
This is my first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's just, it wasn't like this 30 years ago. Or...
No. It's expensive.
Yeah. Well, everything's getting expensive.
Well, this is insane. Should see the shithole we're staying in.
Oh, yeah?
For $250 a night.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
How about
I'm sleeping
you?
In
staying?
My truck. It's free, but it is my truck, right? Thank you.
Now, with all the big companies showing up, even the tribe that supports Jesus attends Sturgis, and this group was carrying wooden crosses and passing out literature, and politely received, even if their message might have fallen on some deaf ears, but not all, because there are a lot of bikers for Jesus at Sturgis.
Guys, have a great day today. Got one.
Okay, cool. Great.
So what's the response generally?
Well, generally pretty good. I mean, I've been coming to the rally for 22 years, and now every day of the rally for 22 years, I've been walking with the cross up and down the street. But one day...
Were you doing the cross in those days, too?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that day, it was just me carrying the cross, but I got help now. And 2 days of the rally, I take different Christian groups out into the streets so they get an experience going out and just being a witness.
So do you think these people are, like, evil, or is that...
No.
This is just out visiting, basically.
No. You know, I used to be a cocaine dealer. I wouldn't call anyone evil. I had a $700 a day cocaine addiction. I was a drunk for 12 years. 28 years ago, on a Friday night, June 18th, 1987, I said, Jesus, forgive me, and he forgave me. And now I live for him. So now I go back to all the party scenes I used to party at and just bring the good news.
And everybody's cool.
Well, Jesus is really cool with everybody.
No, except, I mean,
except they, you know,
how are these people with you?
These people are really good with me. In fact, you know, I've built relationships for 22 years. You know, I don't know if you've been to the rally before, if this is just your first time coming here, but if you've been here before, you've seen, you know, that we minister in love and we build relationship. We talk to people. You know, Jesus said preach the good news. He didn't say preach the bad news. The bad news is true. If you reject him, you'll spend eternity in hell. But the good news is fabulous. You don't have to spend eternity in hell. It's a choice. Love's a choice. You can choose to love them or choose to reject them. And I'll tell you what, I've been blessed to know that a lot of these people have chosen to love Jesus.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
What's your name?
My name's Bob. It's on the back of there.
Bob,
you can take that with you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, hey.
God bless you. Ride safe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Have a safe journey.
Thank you. What did you think of that?
Well, thank you what?
Of the cross-carrying through the streets.
No comment.
Yeah, Sturgis is a huge event. This year, more than a million people. I'm told next year, not being an anniversary year, the attendance will probably drop off. So the Bob Davis podcasts are already making plans to come out to Sturgis next year. By the way, as well as the EAA air show at Oshkosh. So yeah, in order for it to qualify in my world as a tribal event, it has to be an organic event that grew out of a singular passion. In Sturgis, it was the motorcycle racing back in the late 30s and taking a tour to Mount Rushmore starting back, as I said, in the late 30s when people started to first actually ride motorcycles that were more than just a bike with a motor on it. And the rally grew out of that seed. If you want to know more, I highly recommend the Motorcycle Museum in Sturgis. It's really cool. Now, in Oshkosh, this event was an experimental aircraft fly-in and air show. As you know, if you've been listening to the podcast back in the early 1970s, that morphed into a huge convention and air show. So these are two marquee events that I've attended that attract large numbers of attendees with unique shared interests. Events that people from all over the world come to.
So we're standing on the corner in Sturgis, and I have to say I'm a little disappointed that we haven't seen much debauchery. I've seen four naked women, three of which, it was like a family.
It was.
And
for sure.
they had body painted so that they weren't, you know, obviously naked. And the mother was kind of upset that I was looking at her and her daughter. It's like you're walking around naked. What do you want me to do? So it's kind of got the feeling of lumberjack days or something like that. It's not what I thought it was going to be. And now what I'm hearing is now we got some guys taking shots. Hang on. We got a bunch of guys taking shots.
You gotta suck it up sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not. And then we were told if we go into a couple of these bars by somebody who's never been here before, if we go into a couple of these bars, we might observe some people doing crazy things. But yeah, it's so far, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not impressed. I'm impressed with the bikes and everything. But, you know, it's a certain type of group of people. And it's beginning to feel like, you know, with the 75th anniversary and so many people coming here, I kind of get the feeling that back in the day, it probably wasn't like this. That it was a lot more, you know, everybody said to me, oh, you know, Sturgis, you gotta, you better be careful. You know, it's like Grand Avenue. Grand Avenue is more dangerous than this. You know, Grand Avenue days is more dangerous than this right now.
Grand old days.
Grand old days, that's what it is. I forgot. So, a lot of RVs, you know, and then you have your standard, you know, how you doing? Ladies in boots and, you know, really not scantily clad, to tell you the truth. And a lot of merchandising. Lots and lots of booths, literally one to the next with t-shirts, with phrases like boobies make me smile and a few others that I can't relate. And, you know, the girls that are selling the shots, they're scantily clad, right? The girls selling the shots are scantily clad.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just here to make money. Wet t-shirt concert, 3:30 contest.
I met people from Europe. I met people from, you know, all over the United States, of course, and these guys from Australia.
You know, what's up?
What's happening, man? We're from Sydney.
Hey, oh, are you really?
I'm good. How are you going?
What do you think of all this?
It's pretty mad, aren't you? It's pretty mad.
Now, supposedly,
yep.
this is supposed to be a rowdy event, but I know you Australians probably have rowdier events than this.
Yeah, this is our warm-up for us back home. We come over.
Is there an Australian Sturgis? Sturgis?
What?
Is there an Australian Sturgis
music festival?
Yeah.
I quit.
No, there's not. No, there's not. Not bikes as free as and tits like we've seen. So yeah, we love it. We've got to finish with a beauty, mate.
Thank you. We'll see you.
What I did learn is how deep the roots of this event go back for some.
So this is the podcast command. I sell a lot of t-shirts. It's so giant.
Tell me about yourself. What's your name?
Erica Schroeder.
Where are you from?
I live in the Quad Cities.
Okay.
And this is my 9th year out here in Sturgis. And I used to ride on, I ride a Softail Deuce 2001. And I used to ride it in the back, and my husband drove, and he got sick. And in 2010, we knew he was sick, so he was putting his affairs in order, and he said, I want you to have the bike. I want you to learn how to ride it. I want you to have the bike. And so he did. I have amazing friends that we rode with as couples, and they knew I had my license for my motorcycle, but I never took it a step further to learn how to ride. And so they knew that the Harley was a little bit large to ride, to learn. So they all pitched in, bought me a little starter bike, and they said nobody gets left behind. And that's the story. In the healing process and in all of the grief and the healing and everything, I learned how to ride. And I love being on the back, but I never knew how much I would love riding on my own.
So what are the people like at Sturgis?
The people here, the people I hang out with here are amazing. It's family. We have a place where we stay, and the experience is so amazing for us. They're more like family sometimes than my own family, and they come from all over the United States and even Canada. And we make it our vacation every year. It's that important to us that we all come together the same place every year. And we have so many laughs, so many happy tears, so many just, it's fulfilling.
What do you do in real life? Like,
well, I don't know right now. I was in sales and marketing, and they eliminated my position at the end of June. And so right now it is a whole lot of self-discovery, so I'm not sure what the next page says. I'm not sure yet, but we'll find out.
So is it crazy out here? Supposedly it's crazy?
I've never been here.
Okay. Well, this year, this is the most traffic I've ever seen, and it's not as enjoyable as far as traffic goes. We saw a horrible...
we've heard
horrible
about that.
Deal. Yeah.
A lot of accidents.
Yeah, and so that doesn't make it fun. That doesn't make it, you know, part of what this could be, you know. And so, you know, in spite of all that, you know, just be really, really safe. Be really, really aware. And it's not a time to be crazy. It's just a time to explore, discover, and be there for each other.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
It was really good to meet you.
You too. Good luck on everything.
Thank you.
Have fun while you're here. Give me something so that I know that I can look this up later, look you up. Like, I'm not going to remember that. You know what? Where's my phone?
I don't even have any cards. How dare I? Just remember this.
Here.
The Bob Davis Podcast.
Okay.
And you'll find it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. iTunes. We'll see.
Ready?
Let's
Yeah, like we should go. We got
these guys
are
nuts.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Erica.
We saw American flags, Confederate flags, Netherlands flags, POW MIA flags, and Don't Tread on Me flags. Every kind of flag you can put on a motorcycle, and every kind of motorcycle you can imagine, all makes and models and ages. At Sturgis, too, people either ride to South Dakota from places like South Carolina, but many have their own bikes shipped, and they either come in an expensive RV or rent an RV while they're here. So it's very interesting to see this dichotomy of people who have ridden there and people who are doing the RV thing. At Buffalo Chips, which is the big arena and bar outside of town, and other places right around town and just outside of town, the number of RVs, really RV cities, tents, and all kinds of trailers, is really staggering. The majority of these motorcycle enthusiasts seem to be middle-class people out having a good time in the last few weeks of summer. I see it as really a cross-section of America's middle class. And yes, there is a Hell's Angels Club in Sturgis, but we didn't see them around too much. And not knowing much about the culture at all, I don't know what that means. But there is a danger to motorcycle riding. There is a sort of an outlaw kind of feel to it. But it isn't a crazy biker rally in a California town where they take over the town or anything like that. You know, this is an event that the town of Sturgis fully endorsed from the beginning in 1938 and 39, and after a break in the war all through the 50s and 60s. And it's something that South Dakota has embraced as well. And, you know, just traveling out to Rapid City and then to Sturgis, I'd have to come to the conclusion that this is a great thing for South Dakota, you know, in terms of tourism. It's kind of the same thing with Oshkosh or Burning Man, you know, for that matter, where you have hundreds of thousands of people coming through a small town. It's a good thing. And so it's not like they take it over. They take it over because they want the bikers to take it over. Now, for those of you in the political tribe, Sturgis was the week of the Republican debate in Cleveland, and I did a previous podcast about that, which was basically to tell you why I decided to go to Sturgis here and not go to Cleveland. So while some were posting on Twitter and Facebook, we were out here enjoying this singular event, and I think it's important to point out and to keep pointing out for observers, there are more people at these events by far than there were, you know, at any of the political events that I've seen recently, up to and including the debate. Certainly there were more people at the Styx show last night at the Buffalo Chips than I have seen at any political event in years, and that was just one night. And I have a sense that people are congregating with friends and others of like mind, and they leave politics out. And there were political conversations. You know, I'm hoarse from all the yelling and talking during the concert. You know, I had one with a woman, I think her name was Annette, at a picnic table as we ate our beef brisket. She didn't like Scott Walker. But, you know, politics were left out for the most part, but they did have a ceremony honoring the veterans. Veterans, especially combat vets, are big with this group, which included a little bit of proselytizing about the politicians in Washington who, quote, aren't getting it, and telling people they have to fight for their freedom because freedom isn't free. We've all heard that before. But the point here is large numbers of people attending non-political events who aren't engaged in the political process at all. Doesn't mean they aren't thinking about it. Maybe even they're thinking about it and they don't know it. I'm sure some of the people sitting in their RVs with the DirecTV antennas were watching the debates. Maybe not. But it's very important for people in the political tribe to hear this and understand it, that people have other things that they're doing in their lives. The really fun thing about Sturgis was that it wasn't about politics, and I didn't miss it at all. And of course, there's going to be a time to engage for the Bob Davis podcasts, right? There'll be a time when I'm going to get in and start to fully engage with the political tribe on this. And there will be a time when these people here will engage politically, but not now. Not on a perfect warm afternoon at Sturgis in August of 2015. And I gotta tell you, you know, more than once my friend Mike and I remarked to each other on the way back that if I was 25, I would definitely start writing because it's really contagious. I came away with a tremendous respect for these people because we never saw a single fight. We never saw any even arguments. Even when the Jesus people walked down the street, which is an anathema to most of these libertarian-type thinking people, or libertines, if you will, they were treated with respect, and people came out and talked to them and took their literature and, you know, watched them drag the crosses through the streets. And that's probably the most controversial thing that I saw. As I said, I saw families and I saw people. And so when you hear these stories about Sturgis and you hear, oh, you're going to Sturgis, you better be careful and you could get arrested and all that kind of stuff. This is a very middle-class, American, fun thing to do. And it's about this enthusiasm for the open road, and it's about this enthusiasm for that kind of freedom. Leave me alone and let me do what I want to do, and I will leave you alone to let you do what you want to do. Just don't hit me. Don't pull out in front of me. See me. And it's a very interesting dichotomy when there are more motorcycles than cars. Suddenly it switches where the car isn't the big wheel, right? You have to watch for them. And that's kind of neat. But I grew, not being a motorcycle person, not being a motorcycle enthusiast, you know, obviously they're classic rock enthusiasts. We were laughing about that. But aside from that, you know, I really enjoyed hanging out with people at Sturgis, and I would just have to say definitely a salute to them. Thanks once again to Greg Ryan for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts in the Mobile Podcast Command Unit 8 out here at Sturgis. I know Greg would love it out here. He's been out here 3 times and been riding since the 70s. Remember, you need to get Ryan to check your heating system to make it more efficient, because these days, if you haven't had your system upgraded in 5 or 6 years or more, you'd be amazed at how much money you can save when you're not putting heat out of the chimney, for example. 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, you can call 612-927-6488, metro-wide from St. Paul, and that means the suburbs too. For 4 generations, business and residential, Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Thanks to the digital sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast, Alpha Systems. If you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings and in general flying, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. And the bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. And thanks you guys for sponsoring the digital side of the Bob Davis Podcasts. Thank you to all of the new people following me on Instagram at bdavis7843, including a lot of people from Sturgis, which is really, really cool. Welcome, you guys. Thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, or TuneIn. And thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is now bigger than Twitter, which I love because it's just cool pictures. And thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. A special mention for my good friend Mike Murphy at Japs Olson Printing, because Mike would not let me buy any diesel fuel. So you guys who contributed, you're off the hook for this trip, and we can keep saving. And I'll mention you guys in the next podcast. A lot of people contributing at thebobdavispodcast.com. You just click on the bright yellow donate button, and it takes you right to the donation page. This is podcast 399, live from Mobile Podcast Command in South Dakota at Sturgis, the 75th anniversary of the motorcycle rally out here. And it has been great. So thanks again to everybody, and thanks for following, and thanks for donating, and thanks for listening to the new talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts.